This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Bought a ticket for that thing on Sunday night, man. Dukes and Bell getting ready for a very busy weekend. Obviously waiting to see what's going to happen with Kirk Cousins. We'll tell you the latest on that. Really nothing to report. Just basically a game of kind of chicken. Poker game with the Falcons. Waiting to see if somebody would be willing to throw us anything. We'll keep you up to speed on that. Right now, though, let's talk some March Madness. The consummate insider, a guy, Carl, that we've known since he was a young buck back in the day. And again, he travels to every single Final Four. No one's more dialed in around college basketball than our man, Deshaun Tate. Tate's Take Sports on Twitter. Joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. First of all, how you doing, D? What's up, man?
I'm good, man. Thank you guys for having me. I hope everybody's getting ready to have your brackets ready. We've only got so many days left. What, 48 hours until we find out where teams are going to be playing and so forth. Looking forward to hearing George's name, by the way. I'm sure we'll get into that. But, you know, I know you got the cat ready to get their brackets ready, and I got the baby girl. She's ready to fill out her brackets, and everybody's excited.
Carl, I still go with the animal kingdom. You know, whatever the larger or more predatory animal. So a tiger obviously gets a bird, you know, things like that. A shark, would, you know, there's a team called the Shark. Not that there's many college basketball teams named a shark, but you get the idea. First thing, what about a bulldog?
I'm going to challenge you this year, Mike. Do all it right. Based off of vacation destinations this year for a little bit of fun.
Well, I'd never want to go to Durham, North Carolina, I'll tell you that. So let's start with the Bulldogs in the animal kingdom. We were just talking about it, Carl and I know how Joe Lenardi looks at it. Even though they lost that first game against Oklahoma, you think Georgia is okay and they will be a 9 or a 10? Where do you see Georgia going?
Yeah, I see them probably somewhere between an 8 and a 10. What region, obviously, I don't know that much, but can't necessarily say that'll be favorable, but I still think that, you know, 8-9 game or a 10-7, typically 8-9s is always pretty much, you know, level to one another, pretty even. 7-10s isn't so bad either when you start looking at that first round. Those are really close. So I like what Georgia's been able to do this year. Obviously, they came out, they beat some really good teams. They, you know, played Kentucky and beat Kentucky and played that St. John's team who's a 2 seed and, you know, beat them as well and a couple other teams. The problem is not only when they've lost games, they lost games consecutively to some teams that they probably shouldn't have by that many points. But then they went on and finished the year off pretty strong where I think, you know, there was probably about 3 or 4 games left in the remainder of the regular season after they ended up beating Florida. That's another big one. That's a 1 seed if everything goes their way, by the way. And then they finished the deal, you know, winning, I think, 4 out of their last 5 going into the Oklahoma game. So did they need that one? I think that would have kind of put, you know, the cherry on top for them. But you can't go back and do anything else about it. You can only control what you can control. But I think we'll hear their name called, and they'll be somewhere between an 8 and 10.
Deshaun, the SEC's been so dominant this year. I think they will crown an SEC team the national champ. I do not know which one. If you had to pick one right now, is it Auburn? Is it Alabama? Is it Kentucky? Who do you feel like has the wherewithal to survive the tournament and win it all?
I said Kentucky for such a long time. If there was going to be one that was going to come out of the SEC, that I'm not so sure about as much anymore. I think if there is one, there's Alabama. They're returning a lot of, guys from last year's team that went on to the Final Four. You know, the problem that I have with Alabama in a lot of cases is the fact that they live and die by that three ball. If that three ball isn't falling, you know, then they kind of limit themselves to what they can really do. In a lot of cases, sometimes they can just kind of be up and down. When they're up, they're up. When they're down kind of thing. So it's not really any part of their game that I think is really consistent. Sometimes I think there's some issues with some disciplinary, obviously not off the court stuff, but just on the floor type stuff, silly fouls and things of that nature. Got themselves a big time win over Auburn, so I know that that gives them a lot of confidence, but they've got some really good ball players over there. Another guy that's right here from the state of Georgia named Darion Reed, who played on the AAU level here locally, and he's a really big piece, one of the X factors to how far that team can go. But they are, Grant Nelson is another guy who transferred in from Dakota State last year. They've got some really good pieces that they're returning. If there's one, I don't think there'll be one that'll cut down the nets from the SEC representing, but if there's one, I think the best chance of that is probably going to be Alabama. Big time game between Alabama and Kentucky on today. I think that one, there's a good chance that one of those will be cutting down the nets for the conference tournament.
Auburn takes out Ole Miss. They hang on 62-57 as Deshaun Tate joins us here, guys, handicapping the tournament. With all the veterans, I mean, literally everybody's, it's like Rick Pitino's got guys that are like in their mid-20s. Auburn's got guys, Bruce Pearl's average age is like, what, 24 and 8 months. Uh-huh. You'd think these guys would be the dudes to pick to win it all.
Yeah, they're likely going to be the team to get the number one overall seed. I think that Duke is one of the ones I think can contend for that. But no, certainly Auburn has got the most quad one wins in the country. I think they're up to like 16 now by this point, at least probably three or four more than anybody else in the country. But I mean, they're definitely really strong. I like Auburn. I don't like them to win a national championship. But I know that that's really hard to say when you look at everything that they've done so far this year. And I helter skelter sometimes, like, you know, like Alabama in some cases. I think that they're definitely a good team. I just think that in some cases, there are some instances where it's been shown that Bruce Pearl can be outcoached. And I think that'll be one of the biggest determining factors for them.
Interesting about Bruce Pearl, because, you know, he's an energetic and certainly has those guys fired up, and they are very talented. It's Deshaun Tate talking to us about the NCAA tournament. Obviously, conference tournament's going on, and as Mike and I are keeping you updated on everything that's happening around the country, including the ACC tournament as well. What's happened with North Carolina? Just generally speaking, what's happened? They've taken a turn in the wrong direction, it seems, and I'm just wondering what your take is on the program.
Yeah, it's just, it's funny that you even ask me that. Sometimes I don't know if North Carolina fans really love the Hubert Davis thing and all that as much as, you know, when he's doing good, everybody loves him. When he's not, then everybody kind of hates him. I think their biggest issue is that, you know, they didn't do a good job of going out and recruiting any bigs. I think that's probably one of the biggest things for them. Obviously, bringing back RJ Davis, who's a preseason player of the year award winner, and you know, a couple other pieces, some guys, I think they need to definitely work on their shooting a little bit more, but they're not the same old Carolina. When you think of Carolina, you try and go out there and run with those guys if you want to. You don't want to start fast breaks, transition up and down the floor basketball Carolina. They haven't been that same Carolina, and they're typically one of the best, if not the best, rebounding team specifically on the offensive end. Usually, we haven't been seeing that as much either. So I'll tell you one thing, they're matching up with Duke. I get it, no Cooper Flag and all that other stuff. They've gotten swept on the season so far against Duke. If you are a team that's sitting there on the bubble, you're North Carolina, you're looking to get in, and you can't beat Duke without Cooper Flagg, there's no way that I think that you deserve a bid into the NCAA tournament, and you have nobody else to blame for it except for yourself.
Right on. Deshaun Tate with us, guys. We'll talk more about Duke in a second. Since we get you on, we talked a lot about Mike White. I think, you know, he's where I guess he needs to be. They got to win a game in this tournament. How about the job Damon Stoudemire does with Georgia Tech? I know a lot of folks have said, I think the stat was they lost more games and more points to injuries than anybody else in college basketball this year.
Yeah, no, I think he's done a pretty good job. I mean, again, you got to look at it by Georgia Tech standards and all that. I think we've been saying this for years, since I've probably known you guys since we first met. You know, you're either going to play school or you're going to play basketball. It's got to be one or the other. It's not just about being able to be at a point where you're getting the best kids, you know, from right here where some of the best local talent. Obviously, Atlanta's a hot pick for basketball and general high school level and all that good stuff. They miss out on a lot of kids. And You know, they play a really interesting style, obviously, and Daniel Stoudemire, I think, is a good coach. One of my favorites in the ACC, just from a personality standpoint. But, you know, none of that matters when it comes down to adding the number to the left side of the result column or not. You know, they played some really interesting basketball games this year, beat some teams that I wasn't so sure they were going to beat, but there wasn't nearly as many of those as there should have been. I think he didn't really do the greatest job of following up last year, and I know that there were some transfers. One of the guys went over to Auburn, another guy went elsewhere, but they didn't do a phenomenal job of following up last year, where I think he became the first coach, one of three coaches ever in ACC history to beat both Duke and North Carolina in the same year. Now, that was last year. He didn't follow that up very well this year. Got to certainly do a better job in terms of recruiting, but I think it's something a little bit more in-depth that goes along with that. They've got to start pouring in a little bit more into their basketball program, and I don't think all of that is Damon Stoudemire's fault by any means.
I want to talk about Michigan State. I think they have a really good chance to not only go deep in this tournament. I think Izzo, with his ability to coach guys up, they're playing their best basketball right now. I think Deshaun, nobody's talking about him because, you know, it's the Big Ten, and everybody thinks that it's, you know, Michigan or some of the other teams. I think Michigan State has a chance to be right back in this thing at the end of the day. How do you feel about those guys?
No, they definitely do. When you go back and look at some of the teams that Tom Izzo has been the most successful with, it kind of looks like these type of teams. Yep. They're physical and going to beat you up on the boards and all that. They're going to get out in transition, one of the best teams in terms of pace. They've gotten back to the old Michigan State brand of basketball a little bit with the physicality and the rebounding and, you know, the toughness and all that good stuff. And, I mean, pretty good free throw shooting team. Now, the thing that they don't really have going against them, which is really surprising by the fact that they've, you know, won 8 games in a row now at this point after today's win and all against quad one teams, but that's more so the fact that they're one of the worst three-point shooting teams in the country, too. So I don't know what side of the fence you live on how impressive all of that is with not being able to shoot that well. Could they be a team that can come out and finally out of nowhere start hitting some threes that you didn't expect to see? That's a possibility, but certainly got one of the best freshmen in the country with Jason Richardson's son. So it's going to take a little bit more work. Certainly not one of the most talented teams in the country by any stretch of the imagination. But as you know, when you're filling out that bracket, experience, guards, depth, definitely got to have those coaches, Hall of Fame head coaches on your side to go along with that as well. And that's this year's Michigan State.
Hey, it's Deshaun Tate, guys. Before we let you go, man, Duke, obviously, huge scare with Cooper Flagg. He's certainly not 100% with the ankle. And they lose Malik Brown. That's a really serious shoulder injury. So now what's the prognosis on Duke? Their odds just went from, like, being one of the top favorites, I mean, all the way down to, like, plus 700.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Right now.
Yeah, no, I think Duke's still going to be really high up there. Now, how much emphasis they're going to put on making sure that if they don't do anything else, they win the conference tournament, which I don't think is the greatest idea in the world. By no means am I saying lose it on purpose, but you got something bigger to play for, obviously, which is the national championship, and they're making all the right decisions to make sure that they are positioned to go ahead and do such things. Certainly one of the best teams in the country. You got to be able to say that, you know, they're definitely in position to call themselves that, for sure, although playing in a very much weaker ACC than we're used to seeing over the last few years. So, I think that Duke is right there in position. If there's five teams, I think it's going to cut down the nets this year. You have to certainly put them somewhere really close to the top, one of the first one or two teams that's going to be able to do that. But as you know, around this time of the year, you know, March doesn't hold any punches on anybody when it comes to freshmen. We haven't seen a freshman-led team win a national championship since probably they did it, and we're talking 10 years ago now at this point. So that's definitely not going to do them any favors, but they got a lot of lottery picks over there, and they've got, I guess, maybe the elephant in the room is how good of a coach John Shire actually is, and I think we're going to find that out coming up this year.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.